right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, before we go to the phone lines, you know, I began talking about the shopping carts and what that says about, you know, the person who refuses to do the right thing. And the question might be, what is the right thing? If you have to be told that it's the right thing to do by putting the shopping cart back, you got some issues. You know, we also were talking about a young man called in and talked about the problems and that he had to face when a young person when he was, you know, working in the restaurant. I'd also add to that list, when I'm parking in a parking lot, I take time to make sure that I park between the lines.
You are the only one on earth that does that nowadays.
And I do. And so, because I'm thinking about the next person, I don't have to know who the next person is. I just know that I appreciate it when I come up and it's my turn and I need to park in a parking space. And so I'm reciprocal to what, you know, others. And that's how we have a better caring society. But because we have lost that and the civility of that, look, I'm old enough that I remember when we used to have that. And now that even that doesn't exist. So let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., he's not faced with any of those things because those people in L.A. are so civil. Tom?
Well, first off, we the people are the government, which you're actually showing right there. We can all self-govern. And I am a proud FDR Democrat, and I believe in all of his policies, and I hope that the Democrats bring up the second Bill of Rights, the right to housing, the right to health care, the right to education, and that's just very important for people to actually look back on a very, very successful Democrat, four-term winner in FDR. Second, I never thought I would hear the day. Because, again, I believe we the people are the government. We have responsibilities to do things. But did it sound to you like Dave was for regulating some type of shopping cart thing there? Because I thought that's what I heard. And I almost fell over in my chair. I can't believe it. These are the same people that say no one's going to tell me to wear a mask. But they want to regulate someone's shopping cart behavior? Now, I, for one, believe that it's just a personal responsibility to put your shopping cart back.
Yes.
And I do believe that these are the same people, or they come from the same parents that allow for their kids just to throw eat their Doritos and throw their little Doritos bag on the ground when they got a garbage can sitting two feet in front of them. This is a lack of caring. This is a lack of selfishness. This is a lack of entitlement, and it's really sad. I actually thought they should come up with a campaign, something about, you know, make that shot, but actually make it about, throwing away your garbage in a garbage can and make that shot. I thought maybe the NBA could do something like that. Would be a good idea, because I do feel that when you don't clean up your area, you don't clean up the place where you live and your surroundings are, well, then the whole place kind of goes down.
Tom, so, I'm driving in a car and somebody opens the window and throws their fast food garbage out the window.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And you've probably never seen that in L.A. because the people are so, you know,
Well, we are a little bit more socially conscious, I will say that.
but I've seen it
must
over
be, and that progressivism that we have here.
I've seen it over and over again, and I get frustrated. And sometimes, is it that I'm just a kook for cleanliness? I don't think that's it. I just think it frustrates me. It makes me angry. and it's, you know, it takes a lot to make me angry, but I get angry when I see somebody just open the window and just throw the garbage out, you know.
Well,
and
I think, Earl, I think that this honestly tells a lot about a person's whole character.
Well, that's
in
it.
In terms of everything that they do, every aspect that they have in their life, and they don't take personal responsibility. And, you know, my guess is George War Criminal Bush probably threw some stuff on the ground, you know, not that long ago.
You know, Tom, it does denote the character of person you are, because, you know, if I have to walk, I look for a garbage can. You know, I'll keep that fast food stuff in my car until I get to where there's a garbage can to throw it out. If I've got some paper in my hand, I don't care if it's a gum wrapper. I don't throw it on the ground. I'll put it in my pocket. I'll wait till I get to a garbage can or dumpster. So does that say that I'm, you know, just an old ninny?
These are the same people that go to the gym and don't put their weights away. These are the same type of people that go to the gym and leave their drinks on the ground, don't throw them in the garbage can. They're all the same people.
Yeah.
And it's people that think they're entitled. And, I mean, I know that I have before, when I've seen someone throw the Doritos bag and there was a garbage can 3 feet behind a couple of girls, and I pulled over. Didn't say a word to them, but I made it very clear that I picked up their garbage and threw it in the garbage can. And I was just like, are you kidding me? I mean, I don't think that's a character thing. It really is a character thing.
It is a character thing.
And I'll tell you another thing that really gravels the crap on me, Earl, is, and I've seen this at the highest levels of politicians, is when someone's up giving a speech and other people are talking to each other and whispering to each other and stuff like that while they're speaking.
Right.
You know what? Give that person respect and listen to them speak. You know, I think that all kind of goes into that same grouping of people feeling that they are entitled to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Yeah, it's no question that it's selfishness at its worst. And then I think the worst part about a lot of it is the people don't even recognize that that's an issue. You know,
I'll tell you this. I'm just so happy that Dave has finally listened to enough progressive radio that I can agree with him on something, that is clean up after yourself, and we the people are all in this together.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call, as always. Really appreciate it. You know, I began this segment with, are you a good witch or a bad witch? I've come to the realization that I'm a good witch. Sam, you're a good witch.
I'm honored that we still exist, because I feel like there's not much hope out there. But like, hey, do you think when they see like Tom or ourselves doing the right thing, are they even motivated, or are they a lost cause?
No, I think people have developed the character of who they are at very young ages and very young stages of life, based on what they have been allowed to get away with as children. And trying to turn it around is almost an impossible task. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Mr. Max Reichman, and he is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Got an important conversation we've got to have. We'll be right back.